Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.
Hello, welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Feifei.
And I'm Neil. Hello. We're out shopping today, aren't we, Feifei?
Yes. Neil needs to buy a new bed. His old bed has broken. So, Neil, look at all these beds. There are so many to choose from, but which one do you want to buy?
Well, that one there is massive, but it wouldn't fit through my front door.
That one there is quite cheap, but it doesn't look very well made.
Hey, look at this one. A waterbed. Wow, listen to the sound it makes.
Oh, there are too many beds to choose from.
Well, Feifei, I'll have to sleep on it.
Neil, you can't sleep on that waterbed. You haven't bought it yet. And anyway, you haven't brought your pyjamas.
Relax, Feifei. I'm not going to sleep here in the shop. That would be embarrassing. When someone says they're going to sleep on it, they mean they're going to spend some time thinking about something before making a final decision.
Phew. So you make your final decision later, not now.
That's right. So I'm going to think about which is the best bed to buy and come back in the morning, OK? Let's hear some other examples of the phrase, to sleep on it.
We couldn't decide which car to buy, so we decided to sleep on it. We didn't want to buy the wrong one.
Thanks for your job offer, but I need some time to think about it. Let me sleep on it and I'll give you an answer tomorrow. He told me he'd have to sleep on it before he could agree to my request for a pay rise.
To sleep on it. But why sleep, Neil?
Because usually you think about your decision overnight. You literally go to sleep before waking up the next day and deciding what to do, when you've had more rest.
It sounds like a good idea, but hold on, Neil.
What's wrong?
You can't sleep on it overnight because you haven't got a bed to sleep on.
Well, let's not lose sleep over it. You've got a spare bed, haven't you?
What?
It's another idiom, Feifei. I'll explain it another time. Come on, let's go.
Bye.
Bye.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.